Well, hello there, everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where things can just be wacky. Well, that is. This is the place where we talk about some wacky things, and today, you are in for a treat. We aren't just talking about wacky things, we're talking about wacky races. So if you're the competitive type, this lesson is just for you. And if you're not the competitive type, well, you just might change your mind after today's lesson. Well, in today's lesson's titled Wacky Races, we will discuss wacky races around the world. The first race that we'll discuss is the bathtub boat race. How does this race work? We'll find out. The next wacky race is the pizza run. Where does this race take place? Listen for the answer. And finally, we will discuss the bed race. How do you race with a bed? I guess you're going to have to listen to find out. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Wacky races. Strange races just for fun. Races can be ordinary or they can be wacky like these. Bathtub boat race. The rules are simple. Teams must design a boat using a bathtub and they can only paddle it. Thousands gather every year to see the boats float through Dina, Belgium. A boat's fashion is almost more important than its function, although sinking is far from ideal. Pizza run. People in New York City are always on the run and have a serious passion for pizza. This 2-mile race brings them together.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 wacky 这个形容词。Wacky 是指古怪的，或者是疯疯癫癫的。例如 ，This wacky cartoon became very popular among teenagers. 这个搞怪的卡通在青少年当中变得非常受欢迎。或者是 All the kids in the neighborhood are afraid of the wacky old man who shouts at them. 这附近所有的孩子都很怕这个会对他们大吼大叫的古怪老人。其实我们看 paddle 这个动词， paddle 在这里是指用桨划船。例如 ，The couple paddled their boat leisurely on the lake。这对夫妻很悠闲的在湖上划着船。或者是 ，The boatman paddled the customers across the river on a raft。这位船夫划木筏将顾客载到河的对岸去。Paddle 也可以指涉水，例如 ，The kids were having fun paddling in the water。这些孩子们很开心的踩水玩。
Woohoo! I win!
Gabe,
I won the race.
Gabe, we weren't racing and we definitely didn't start the race yet, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, I got here first anyway, but then again, I always come in first. Well, friends, my name is Gabe and I'm happy to be talking about wacky races today. And right next to our title, we read Strange Races Just for Fun.Well, it seems like there certainly are a lot of strange races going on in the world.
Well, there definitely are a lot of strange races, and if you're the competitive type, you might find some of these races very interesting. But we want to talk about this phrase, just for fun. That means that you do something for no other reason but because you want to have fun. So, for example, my brother Christopher, he loves to run, and on Christmas morning...He used to get up and run 26 miles just for fun.
Are you kidding me? 26 miles?
I'm not kidding. I am very serious. See my face? I'm serious.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
So he wasn't doing it to try to win a prize and make money? It was just for fun?
It was just for fun.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do that just for fun. I might do that for really good exercise.Speaking of exercise, I love to play badminton, but I do that just for fun. not to make money from it.
Badminton is a fun game to play, especially if you want to have fun. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Let's learn about some of these wacky races. So, we read, races can be ordinary, or they can be wacky like these. That's actually a really wacky word, isn't it? Wacky?
Yeah, you wacky. Should say that. Wacky.
Wacky.
Yeah, say it 10 times fast. Wacky, 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 wacky,
Dave,
wacky, wacky.
We're not talking about, we are talking about wacky, but not saying it 10 times.
Well, you're right. Okay, well, wacky is the word used in our lesson, but I think there are some other words that you could also use, and they basically mean the same thing. We want to teach you some of these words.
Okay, I have a couple.
Okay.
So the first two I want to teach you is crazy. Let's say it together now.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy and insane. So some of these races aren't just crazy or wacky, but they're also insane.
That's right. Of course, crazy and insane also have other meanings, but just for fun, we can use them to describe these kinds of races. Another word might be strange, or weird, or ridiculous. These are some ridiculous races.
They definitely are. And so talking about races, let us learn about the first race in our lesson, and that is the bathtub boat race. Now, of course, most of us know that a bathtub is typically used for bathing, but for competing? Well, in our lesson, we read, the rules are simple. Teams must design a bathtub, just like the picture you just saw.
I'm just imagining taking this bathtub out of the bathroom, putting wheels on it, and putting your friend inside, like maybe Rebecca, and then pushing her down the road. This is the bathtub race.
And of course, all you can use is a paddle. Wow. Well, our lesson says, thousands gather every year to see the boats, well, the bathtubs, float through Dinant, Belgium.
Yes. We continue here. A boat's fashion is almost more important than its function, although sinking is far from ideal. Yes, of course, this is kind of a little joke. You're not going to sink when you're running down the road. However, let's take a look at this phrase, far from, and then you add an adjective. That means that it's not close to that adjective, okay? You don't want to do whatever that is. All right, for example, the movie just began. It's far from over. It's not close to being over yet.
Exactly. So you could also say, when they canceled the party, we were far from disappointed. And, of course, as we know, yes, Dave?
Right. See you later.
Okay, we'll see you later. Well, anyway, and as we know, for the bathtub race, it's far from ideal to sink. Well, let's talk about the second race. That is the pizza run. People in New York City are always on the run, and they have a serious passion for
pizza!
Let's have a bite of pizza.
I'm on the pizza run right now.
Well, now there's a phrase that we want to talk about, Dave.
Uh-huh.
You're actually doing it right now. You're on the run.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the run.
That means I'm in the middle of doing a lot of things. And so maybe I have something I need to do while on the run.
So right now, Gabe is eating pizza on the run. And you know, we have more to learn about the pizza run. But first, we need to take a closer look at this phrase, serious passion, with Liz.
Mm.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
I think I would like a piece.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. People in New York City are always on the run and have a serious passion for pizza. Notice the phrase, serious passion. Normally, when we use the word serious, we're talking about how something is bad or dangerous or not funny. Like, I'm not joking. This is serious. But in the case of today's sentence, serious passion means strong feeling or dedication. So the writer of today's sentence is just saying that people in New York City are always on the run and are very passionate for pizza. So when do we use serious passion? We can use this phrase, serious passion, when we want to talk about strong feelings for things that are interesting to us, like hobbies. For example, Nate has a serious passion for movies and is always watching different kinds of films. Now, we can also use this phrase to talk about strong feelings for certain things that are important, like social issues. For example, Brittany really loves animals and has a serious passion for animal rights. And that's all the time we have for today. Hope to see you all again next time.
Thank you, Liz. This pizza is nice.
Isn't it good?
And Rebecca,
yeah.
The pizza run really does bring people together.
It definitely does.
You notice how I usually teach over there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so far away from you.
And you're actually right here right now.
Yeah, because
so we can both eat the pizza.
The pizza really does bring us together and run at the same time.
Like this. So, yeah. Do you know how this pizza run looks?
Well,
how does it work?
Oh, well, I think there's a little video that can help people understand that. Let's watch this video now.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sun's come out, so bed race weather's taken over again. It's always good, isn't it? So we've got a nice sunny day. We've got lots of carnival atmosphere. Everyone's having a great time. It looks like we've got a tremendous day ahead of us.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. Wow, that bathtub race sounds so cool. All you need is a bathtub and, of course, a paddle. Then you're ready for the race. But what about the pizza run? That sounds even more exciting. If you like eating pizza and running, this could be the race for you. Well, I have a piece of pizza right here. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I really enjoy running. I wonder if I would be a good candidate. Well, let's continue learning about the pizza run.
Wacky races. Runners make 4 laps around a park in Manhattan. After each of the first 3 laps, participants must stop to eat a slice of pizza before continuing. This race tests endurance and digestion. Bed race. Pushing decorated beds with a teammate on them nearly 4 kilometers around Knaresborough, England might sound ridiculous. But every June, 90 teams come dressed in costume to show off their bed designs and their will to win. Each team must run up and down steep hills and streets and swim across a swift river to complete the race. The challenge is only for the very fit.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 endurance 这个不可数名词。Endurance 是指持久力或耐力。例如 ,the cancer patient showed great courage and endurance during the treatment. 这位癌症病人在治疗过程中表现出极大的勇气跟耐力。它的动词是 endure, E-N-D-U-R-E, 意思是忍受或忍耐。 例如 the passengers on this flight endured a 6-hour delay at JFK. 这班航次的乘客因为班机延误在甘乃迪机场耗了整整6个小时。所以我们看的是 digestion 这个不可数名词。Digestion 是指消化。例如 the digestion of food requires different kinds of enzymes. 食物的消化需要不同种的酵素。或者是 my digestion hasn't been good lately because I have been skipping meals. 因为我常常没有吃饭，最近消化不太好。它的动词是 digest, D-I-G-E-S-T. 例如 the patient can digest dairy products very well. 这位病人对乳制品不太能够消化。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, friends, that is the pizza run. Again?
That was a lot of pizza.
Well, the pizza run is supposed to test your digestion.
Yeah, well, it's certainly doing that.
Well, anyway, my question for you all is, what is English's most common sound? I think the guys in the info cloud have something to say. And
I'll be right back.
Okay.
What do you think the most common sound in spoken English is? Could it be the E sound? After all, the most used letter in the alphabet is E.
Or is it the A sound in the word apple or the I sound in big?
Actually, it's the schwa sound, a sound that's not represented by any one letter. What does the schwa sound like? It sounds like this. As you just heard, it's short, neutral, and relaxed.
The schwa sound is in thousands of everyday English words like must and run.
And in any word that has more than one syllable, like pizza or digestion, it's a certainty that the word will contain the schwa sound in at least one of the syllables.
The schwa is something of a chameleon in that it can change character depending on the consonants that surround it. Look at the word endurance. You can't see the schwa, but it's there, hiding behind the letter A.
Right. The schwa sound is written as an upside-down E. A deeper understanding of the schwa sound will help your spoken English to be more accurate and, therefore, sound more natural.
你可曾想过在英文里头最常出现的音是哪个音？是某个母音吗？像 apple 的 a, better 的 e, 或是 big 的 i。其实在英文最常用到的音是一个叫做 schwa 的音，它的音标是个倒过来的 e。那它的发音很简单，就是 a。就因为是一个很轻松就能够发的一个音，也有人称它为懒人音。统计显示，每三个英文字里头就有两个字有 schwa 的音，而有两个音节以上的单字里头，几乎每个字的非重音节的母音就会有一个是 schwa 的音。像 pizza 的第二音节 pizza， 掌握住 schwa 的音，会使我们的英文发音更精准，讲得更流利。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, Gabe's not back yet. Well, I think that we should go ahead and watch a video of the bed race. Let's watch it now.
All right, well, the bed race looks kind of humorous. It looks pretty funny. Hey, I wonder what it would be like to do the pizza run and the bed race at the same time.
I don't know, but I'm sure it would probably be very comical, that's for sure.
All right, well, friends, whatever race you're doing, it's good to have the will to win.
And of course, Gabe, if we were to compete, I would win.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Sounds good.
Of course I would win. Hey, do you want to race?
Sure, let's race.
On your mark, get set, ready.
Wait. Let's not have an ordinary race. Let's have a wacky race.
A wacky race?
Yeah. How about a bathtub boat race?
A bathtub boat race?
Yes. The rules are simple. Design a boat using a bathtub and paddle it.
That really is wacky.
Yeah. The boat's fashion is almost as important as function.
No, I don't want to race in a bathtub.
Then let's have a pizza run.
A pizza run?
On your mark, ready, get set.
No, wait. What's a pizza run?
It's a 2-mile race. And after each lap, participants stop and eat a slice of pizza.
I do have a passion for pizza, but not the endurance and digestion.
Then let's have a bed race.
A bed race?
Yeah, runners push decorated beds for 4 kilometers. They dress in costumes and show off their bed design.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the idea. Ready? On your mark, get set.
Wait. Let's just have an ordinary race.
An ordinary race?
Yes. Ready? On your mark, get set, go.
But. She's so wacky.
We are looking at wacky races today. And boy, do we have some wacky ones. Have you ever been on a team that designs a boat using a bathtub? And then you have to paddle it? And the boat's fashion is almost as important as its function? Well, go to Dinant, Belgium in Europe if you'd like to try this sport. And if you like pizza, you might want to join the Pizza Run in New York. In this 2-mile race, runners have to eat a piece of pizza after each of the first 3 laps. Or perhaps the bed race is more to your liking. Decorated beds occupied by a person are pushed about 4 kilometers in Knaresborough, England. It might sound ridiculous, but every June, 90 teams participate, and they're dressed in costumes and have decorated beds to push up and down steep hills, along with a swim across a swift river.
Thank you, Linda.
Well,
I had fun winning that race, Rebecca.
Gabe, you did not win.
Well, I had more pizza.
Well, Gabe, you also had problems with your digestion. You're only supposed to eat 1 piece per lap.
It's true. Friends, thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.